Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Saw him yesterday. Carver High hit a 90-1 first round leader with Captain Kirk. Playing get it old Rodney Hedge and Hemiger. Well done with a headbutt. Eye gouge. That was nice. 90-1. You see him constantly hitting these golf bets. You see him constantly hitting these tater props for big bucks. Don't miss any of it on C2C every day, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, right here on Sports Grid. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android. It's free. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. Get everything. You can listen to the network on there. You can watch the network on there. It's got in-game odds, videos, stories, scores, highlights, everything. The Sports Grid app, you're going to love it. It's free on iOS or Android. Good to have everybody with us on a pain-free Friday. We're in New York City. Whether you like us or not.
There actually was something else to today's live afternoon action.
Ooh.
That I neglected to remind Dale. You of. It actually is opening day of the Premier League, Scott.
What?
Opening day Premier League. Now, later in Coast to Coast, I do have some numbers for you for this season and the entire slate. But Manchester United opens the campaign against Fulham this afternoon. They are at the half, 0-0 over there at Manchester as the Premier League season, the first weekend.
I think
on
it's
a
on.
Long haul. A long haul.
I think I can find that game, and I think they're underway in the second half.
There you go. You might get that on. So you take a look at that. I'll watch the golf. They won't let us watch the baseball, so there you go.
Listen, I have watched the golf, and I have to tell you, I know you
it's
have a lot of tickets on the golf, and it is just fantastic, your production. The amount of money you make, people, is unequal by your peers. I will give you that. But I have to tell you, I have been watching, really, all the big names are done, and I'm watching, like, Rory McIlroy, 11 shots back, looking like he'd rather be anywhere else. And, I mean, this is the most boring thing I've ever seen today. I don't know what it is, but it is stuck in the mud. I have to switch to the Premier League opener of Man U.
There you go. And Rory just hit another on a par three there. He had another bad one off the fringe.
Doink.
So Rory's having a rough day out there. It's hot. He doesn't like any of it. And you notice there's nobody there either. Have you ever seen him eat it?
Nobody.
There's nobody there. Like, I went to that Travelers in Cromwell. I mean, you couldn't move. It was you know, shoulder to shoulder everywhere you went. I mean, it is green grass for miles out there. And look, it's also 105. It probably feels like 120 with the humidity in Memphis today. So that's part of it's understandable. But this is the FedEx Cup playoffs. Come on. Just means more. All right, here we go. The AL and the NL Cy Young before I get to tonight's games. On the AL side, Scooble is starting to open up a fairly sizable advantage on the odds board. He's now minus 750. Of course, Tarik Skubal from the Pirates, from the Tigers. Corbin Burns, who's going tonight, is plus 490. The Yankees actually will see Skubal, Scotty, Sunday night this weekend in Williamsport. The Yankees and the Tigers are playing that Little League Classic in Williamsport Sunday Night Baseball, and Skubal is starting for the Tigers in that game. So ESPN got very lucky. They caught the Tigers there with the Yankees on the night that Skubal was going. So you will see him in a national audience setting in that little ballpark in Williamsport. On the National League side, as of right now, of course, me and you have been rooting for Paul Skeens. He has slipped a little bit on this board. It is Chris Sale right now as the favorite. Zach Wheeler right behind him. Hunter Green. Skeens down to 12-1. Remember when he was like plus 150, plus 200 a couple weeks ago? 12-1 for Skeens now.
Yeah, that's over with. He's, you know, slid back, and, you know, we'll see what he does tonight. If he's not good tonight, they're going to shut him down, I think, because they're out of it. Their 10-game losing streak has collapsed their season. They're finished. They're 7 games out, whatever, of a wild card. There's no way in hell they're making up 7 games. And look, to me, Scooble's automatic right now over Burns, and I think Sales got it locked down, especially after the 12-strikeout, 1-0 job that he pulled the other night against Snell. And 12 to 11 in strikeouts, those two put on a performance, didn't they? And Sale got the win and got it done, and I just think he keeps getting better and better and better, so it's his to lose. I think those are done. Scooble and Sale.
Scooble and Sale. We need, though, please, as we mentioned yesterday, I have to have Skeens for NL Rookie of the Year. He's got to pitch a little bit longer because I've got that Judge Scooble Skeens award parlay from a couple months ago that I need to come through. So I need Skeens to win that NL. NL Rookie of the Year. So you got to hold on and keep pitching so that I can get my hands on that.
Time out. I got 5 left. Listen, yes. I got a problem here. So I got this, like, Spanish channel on because it doesn't matter that I'm...
watching it.
Yeah, I'm watching. I have no volume. So it's hard for me to find NBC Universal channel for some reason. Oh, it's on USA. That'll be the end of this problem.
It's on USA.
I'm watching a Spanish channel, right? And it's in standard def. You'd think I was in Mexico. Like, honestly, like, is there actually standard def broadcast? You remember when the NHL used to be in standard def and you couldn't even see them? And then they came out with the radar. Remember the blue tracker on the NHL game? The Vox broadcast.
I'm watching
the Fulham and Man U in standard def. I can't even read the players' numbers. It's so bad. Like it's like a 1974.
Did you get cleaned up now over on USA? Did you get it over to USA and get it cleaned up?
No, I'm watching Sir Ferguson is coaching a game because I can't tell who the coach is. He's so blurry. It's Sir Ferguson.
Yeah, Sir Alex Ferguson back on the sideline for Manchester United, but only on Scotty's TV because it's so blurry that he can't see who's actually out there.
Unacceptable, Carver.
We have a lot of action here tonight in baseball. Let's start it, and we'll finish it, of course, after the break. We'll go to Cincinnati first, Scotty. Royals and the Reds getting together this weekend. Michael Lorenzen for Kansas City. Nick Martinez goes for the Reds. -135 for Cincinnati, plus +115 for the Royals, and a big 9.5.
Yeah, this is a hard game, if you ask me. The Reds are coming off a sweep. I guess I got to stick with the Reds, a great American at home over the Royals. I mean, I think the Royals are a better team than the Reds, but Lorenzen, you know, we haven't seen him pitch for them, right? Like, this will be the first time? Is that the gist of it?
I think it's his he's had a couple chances with them since the trade deadline.
He hasn't done anything.
Hasn't been good. He has not been good. We're going after him tonight. We are going to absolutely go after our boy Lorenzen later on. We'll squeeze one more in. We mentioned the Yankees and the Tigers. They will be in Detroit at Comerica. Gerrit Cole for the Yankees tonight. Bo Brisky is the starter. He's really the opener for
Detroit.
They pretty much go with whenever Brisky starts, he pitches an inning or two, and then someone else comes in. As of right now, -200 for the Yanks, +165 for the Tigers, and an 8.5 there.
You know what? Run line the Yankees, but I'm expecting Cole to get jacked a little. He gives up home runs. So I like runs over 8 and the Yankees run line.
Will you watch any of the Little League game with the Yankees and the Tigers on Sunday night with Scooble pitching? Little League matchup on Sunday.
Well, look, why not? But I've been trying to watch the Little League World Series
in
Williamsport, and I know you won't watch, but you are a manager, and you manage kids, and you've turned on the kids here today on this show. It's obvious to me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game in 4K and it's perfect. The Man U and Fulham. Man U with one shot after the next on goal and everything, finding just wide, just high. They just can't score on Fulham in the 57th minute at Old Trafford, sellout in the Premier League opener of the once glorious Man U football club that no longer matters in the Premier League except for making money. They matter when it comes to making money. You know what they become the Yankees for the Glazers. They make tons of money, but they don't win titles. They don't even come close anymore to winning titles.
That is precisely what they are. I believe that's what people over there call them now. That's it. They don't matter at all in terms of actually winning championships. They don't.
They don't.
It's been forever since they've gotten even close.
Even the young gun took the blanket off of his bed. He had the Man U blanket on there for years. It has been displaced.
Unbelievable. Get rid of it. Can't have the Man U gear lying around. All right, we'll continue on here with tonight's games. We'll go to PNC where the Pirates really need to get off the deck. They, of course, have lost. Where are they at now, Sky? 9 in a row? 10 in a row? I've lost track.
10 in a row.
10 in a row, the Pirate losing streak. The Mariners are actually coming in after getting banged up in Detroit the last few days. Great pitching matchup tonight, as we will have Paul Skeens against Logan What's Eating Gilbert Grape, -120 for the Buccos, even money for the Mariners, and of course a low 6.5 with the great pitching matchup.
Now listen, I won't deny it's a great pitching matchup, but I have to take Seattle and even money odds based on not only, What's Eating Gilbert Grape with a 2.9 ERA. You see, Skeens has gone from a 1.9 to a 2.25 ERA in his last two starts. I think the kid has hit a wall, and they're not winning when he pitches anymore. And I think you're starting to see him show signs of fatigue going every 5 days. And I think the Mariners are, they're a playoff team. They're winning games. They're tough. And the Pirates have lost 10 in a row, and they can't get out of their own way. I'm going to go Seattle. I want Skeens to win. I'm not feeling it.
You know, ever since he was consistently by the All-Star break going 7 innings, he had that one start after the All-Star break. Remember he pitched into the 9th, and they ended up losing it? Shelton left him in the game in the 9th inning against the Cardinals. Since then, 6 innings, 5 1/3, 6 innings. He just hasn't been going as deep into the games. And even the strikeout counts have gone down a little bit here. Tonight, for over 7.5, is -180. 9 strikeouts is +110 for him to get there. So some big numbers. And Seattle does strike out a lot. Remember that, too, if you're going to bet the
Paul Skeens. But what do you think of the under numbers? 6.5? With these two pitchers.
I kind of like the over.
Whoa, red light.
You could never get me on it. I 6.5, I'll always try it. I'll find a reason to go after it. So I think I could here too. But I want Skeens to pitch well, like I was saying, because I need him to win that NL rookie.
I'm going to watch the game. I have absolutely nothing better to do than watch this kid pitch. I enjoy it. I think his starts are electric, and they've gotten a little weaker, there's no doubt.
Yes.
But, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, he's not Don Drysdale, okay? They treat him like he's Whitey Ford. Let's calm down. I think the kid's starting to look tired to me. Let's see what he does tonight.
I need one more month out of him. Just get me to mid-September. Give me three or four more really good starts. Maybe Merrill tails off a little bit, and we could get it done with Skeens. Got to win that Rookie of the Year. Big ticket that I have on that. Nationals and the Phillies again at the bank tonight. It'll be Patrick Corbin and Aaron Nola going in this one. This is another heavy lumber game of the night. Minus 280 on the money line for Philly. Plus 225 for the Nats. And another big 9.5.
Yeah, I got it at 9. I bet the over. I bet the Phillies run line. Your boy Patrick runs in bundles, Corbin. My man, he's automatic 6-8 runs a game. He's going to give up 6-8 runs a game. That's all there is to. And the Phillies, if any indicator, the last two nights are to this game tonight, give me that over, and I bet the Phillies. And I bet it this morning on my site. Count on that.
I'll give you the numbers when we get to the Taters. Some of these Philly batters against Corbin, you got some great numbers for most of these guys up against him in their career. So we're going to try to go after him tonight. Arizona's in Tampa against the Rays. As we know, Diamondbacks red hot coming in with Ryan Nelson, who's also pitched very well for them. Don't look at that ERA. Nelson's been great his last 9 or 10 starts. Ryan Pepiot goes for the Rays. This is a pick 'em actually right now, Scotty. I got minus 110 both ways and a 7.5.
They're 20-5 since the All-Star break. They've won 6 in a row, and you have them as a pick 'em against the team that emptied the shelves at the deadline. I bet on this morning before I had coffee. I was on the snakes. I bet it this morning. Minus 110, you got to be kidding me. That's like Value City. Isn't there a place you can shop called Value City? I love Value City. I love the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. I bet it this morning on my site. So I'm all over Arizona every night. I've been betting Arizona and San Diego more than I make out with 34C. Check out.
We'll squeeze one more in quickly. Red Sox and the Orioles again in Baltimore. Corbin Burns against Cooper Criswell coming off the IL. Minus 180 for Baltimore, plus 150 for the Sox, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing San Bernardino pitching for Boston tonight, and I don't like it. I'm all over Burns in this spot and the run line at plus 115, and I'm not touching, the total there. I just like Burns and the Orioles on the run line.
We'll do the rest when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're going through the bevy of Friday night baseball action and getting our bets in here on C2C on a pain-free Friday.
We certainly are. Let's go to Citi Field next. We'll have the Marlins and the Mets tonight opening up their weekend series. Sean Manaea for the Mets. Roderick Munoz, who I love going after this guy, he goes for the fish. Minus 240 for the Mets, plus 195 for Miami, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I like the Mets on the run line here with Manaea. I think this is the time for them to utterly now or never. I mean, it's now or never. Because they're like starting to look like they're going to collapse and not even make the wild card. I mean, they are a hot mess right now, right? They got to turn it around tonight.
They are a hot mess. And this is the type of team when you're supposed to be in it, right? You're supposed to be in the mix. You get a team like this in your building this weekend, you got to take them all. That's the sweet. You got to win every game against a team like this because it's getting late in the year and there's not going to be many more opportunities for that. The Twins are in Arlington again against the Rangers. Simeon Woods Richardson against Andrew Heaney, the pitching matchup. Rangers minus 120, even money for the Twins, and an 8.5.
I mean, I wouldn't bet on this guy Heaney if they gave away free pizza for life. Honestly, that's how much I disrespect him. He's awful. I think the Twins are the buy. In fact, I bet him this morning, and I think Woods Richardson's pretty decent. He's got a mid-threes ERA, A lot of work, a lot of innings, a lot of strikeouts. Let's go. I'm going Twins. They're coming off, you know, last night they won that game 3-2. I'm going to go back to the well.
The White Sox head to Houston to see the Astros this weekend. The Astros have won 8 in a row, and now they have the White Sox in their backyard. It'll be Spencer Arrighetti against Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett because my name is Crochet, going for the White Sox. Minus 280 for Houston, plus 225 for Chicago, and a 7.5.
Look at the juicy run line. You still got to pay $1.30 to lay the 1.5. That's how little chance the White Sox have tonight at Minute Maid. And I like the over because the White Sox get pounded every night. When they beat the Yankees, it's the one miracle they've had the entire season. Let's go party Southsiders or whatever the guy yelled. They just don't win. It doesn't matter if this guy pitches. Already had this discussion. He can pitch every 5 days. It doesn't matter. They don't win.
He got smashed last time out. The Cubs scored like 9 runs off of him the last time he pitched. So
he's the most overrated pitcher, literally, in baseball. All I hear about is this guy, Crockett, Crochet. He's overrated, and he's a prima donna. And there's nothing I enjoy more than watching some guy that's overrated that's a prima donna get, you know, knocked around.
The Guardians are in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Gavin Williams and Aaron Civale gets us going tonight. This also pick of minus 110 on both sides and an 8.5.
I got to stick with the Brewers based on, you know, the last two games with the Dodgers. They're at home. Look, I think the Guardians are really tough, but I'm going to keep the Milwaukee roll going here. And particularly, Mike, at that price at -$1.05. I like when it's a fair value.
The Dodgers are in St. Louis against the Cardinals. It'll be Miles Mikolas for the Redbirds. I know the Dodgers are still trying to figure out who they're going with, although I think they've decided on Robleski is going to start, which means that that's probably going to be more of an opener situation. Yeah, he's gone 4 or 5 innings each time he's gone out, but it looks like Justin Robleski's going to get the ball here. Dodgers minus 150, plus 125 for the Redbirds, and a 9.5.
Yeah, I like the over, the 9.5 again. I like the Dodgers on the run line. I don't care who's pitching. Bottom line is both of these guys have gigantic ERAs. I expect runs. It's going to be hot as hell there. Humid. The ball carries at that place like no other. Give me the over and the Dodgers run line.
I will give you the last two, only two kind of late nightish games, I guess you could say, on the slate. And then I'll give you all the homers as well. 5-2 Cubbies after an Ian Happ home run, Scotty. And the Blue Jays have a man on, 2-out top 8 with Horowitz up. I wouldn't mind if he hit a homer right now. Spencer Horowitz would like to homer for the Blue Jays. That would be just fine by me.
All right. And then I know you got Taters coming around the corner here.
Yes. Good night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, I know we got a lot going on with these remaining two baseball games and all the Taters and everything. I just want to mention, you remember the they were going to have that partnership with Warner Brothers, Fox, and Disney. They were going to have their own streaming sports network. I'm seeing here the Wall Street Journal is reporting late today that a judge has said that's not happening. A judge has blocked that planned new sports streaming network. I don't know much more details on top of what I just said, but right now it's got issues.
It does. I believe it was, I believe Fubo TV, Scotty, were the ones that kind of filed that and were the heads of that in terms of them saying that they can't go and do that, antitrust, et cetera, et cetera. And now you'll have a long court battle to see how that all turns out. But I know they were planning on launching that in the fall, right? I think they were planning on letting that go fairly soon, and they're probably going to have to wait that out now for that. But that did just come down late this afternoon Nothing like that on a summer Friday at 4 o'clock. To put that news out there.
I'll tell you, these regionals and the sports television business is on shaky ground.
Certainly is. Very shaky ground indeed. I have two more baseball games for you, and then we'll do the Taters. The Padres are in Colorado tonight. Matt Waldron and our pal Cal Quantrill going in this one. Minus 170 for the Padres, plus $1.45 for the Rockies. A big fat 11.5 in Coors Field. Padres like the Diamondbacks red hot.
Yeah, they're just killing it. So I like the over 11.5 in the Padres on their run line. I'm betting San Diego every night because they win every night. And that's all there is to it. Now, I know you walk into that den of iniquity, bad things happen in that first game usually, but I'm still siding with the Padres here. Give me the Friars run line.
And finally, the Braves finish off a very long West Coast road trip this weekend in Anaheim against the Angels. Spencer Schwellenbach going against Jose Soriano. Minus 165 for the Braves, plus $1.40 for the Angels, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to do it is run line the Braves to me. I'm not laying $1.65 on Schwellenbach. I'm trying to, at -$1.05, I don't really have a problem with that in terms of going for it with the Braves. They're just flat out better than the Angels. Soriano hasn't been bad pitching for the Angels. I'll give him that. He's probably going to be in the game for a while, but I think when this goes to the bullpen, it'll go to the Braves heavily at the end of the game.
Indeed. There you go. Our night in Major League Baseball. How about before we leave baseball altogether, we get the Taters in. Tater time.
Oh, the Tater
Friday nights. Let's go. Fridays have been very good to us heading into the weekend, and we would like to keep it that way here on C2C. We will start in that Dodger-Cardinal game, Scotty. I know everybody loves Ohtani. Mookie Betts is back. Teoscar Hernandez hits lots of home runs. But no, we're going to start that game with Freddie Freeman tonight against Mikolas. Plus 450 for Freeman. How are these numbers? 8-for-17 with 3 homers in his career off of Mikolas. That sounds good to me. He's allowed 18 home runs so far this year. Of course, Freeman's got one homer since he came back from being with his son for a couple of weeks. Let's get him another one tonight, Scotty, in St. Louis against the Redbirds at plus 450.
Yeah, I like that. And I've got to go back to Ohtani against this guy tonight. He is going to knock one out of that place as sure as I'm sitting here.
Yeah, look, I think that anybody you want to go with on the Dodgers, I'm not going to have a problem with in this game. That's for sure, especially against that guy. He loves giving up homers. But no one loves giving up homers as much as this next guy on the Marlins, this Roddy Munoz, Scotty. He's allowed 21 homers this year in only 74 innings. That is not a good stretch. That's like 3 per 9 for your boy Munoz. He's facing the Mets tonight at Citi Field. We are going to go with Francisco Lindor tonight with him. Why? Plus 425 I was actually able to find him in one spot. So we will take him. Again, you want to go anyone else on the Mets? Vientos had two yesterday. He's been pretty hot. That's fine with me too, but I'm going to go with Lindor tonight with that price.
Yeah, I like that. Look, I'm gonna go rogue on you and go Winker and McNeil.
Oh, wow, the Wink Man, huh? You get the Wink Man involved here. Those are big odds. The Wink Man's actually really big odds. If you give me one moment, I got it for you here. They're giving you the Wink Man right now at +800 for the Wink Man, 8-1. I don't think he's homered yet since he's been with the Mets, but you take if there's a guy to go with, it would be against this Munoz because he gives up lots of taters. So that's not a bad deep shot play for you tonight with that one. All right, next we'll go to the Brewers and the Guardians, and I also love going after Aaron Civale. Why? He stinks. He's allowed 23 homers this year as well. Jose Ramirez is 1-for-3 in his career off him. He has seen him. Tonight, he'll add a home run to that list. Plus 370 for J-Ram in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I never argue with a J-Ram sighting. My man can absolutely jack it. So I love that bet.
Arizona, 20 of their last 25. One of the reasons for that? Young Jock Jock Peterson, always in the lineup when we got a righty on the mound. Pipiot's going for the Rays tonight. He's allowed 11 and 87. Now, look, he's been okay his last couple starts, but red-hot Arizona team, Jock from the left side of the plate, and a good number for him. He's been in the threes lately, and you're getting him at plus 460. I'll take Peterson in the trop against the Rays.
I love Peterson. I like Josh Bell. He can hit from either side. I like McCarthyism. How about a Carroll pop tonight? How about the leadoff pop to start the game? Boom, right away.
That would be very exciting, especially since they're also going to give you plus 630 with Corbin Carroll tonight if you were able to get involved with him. So by all means, please fire away. You picked Boehm last night for the Phillies, and he did homer against the Nationals. Tonight, I'm going to go to Boehm and see if we can get a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. He's 9-for-25 with two homers off of Patrick Corbin in his career. We know the deal with Corbin. 19 homers allowed so far. Boehm's got two homers against the Nationals this year. Listen to some of these other numbers. By the way, plus 470 for Boehm. That's why I went with him also, because I like the price on him. Here's the Philly numbers, Scotty. Are you ready? Schwarber, 6-for-18, two homers. Boehm, 9-for-25, two homers. Realmuto, 13-for-35, two homers. Lots of guys. Harper actually hasn't homered off of him in 43 at-bats, believe it or not. But everybody else has some pretty good numbers. 470 for Boehm.
The rookie, Wilson, hit for the cycle last night. He'll hit a home run tonight and stay on fire. I like Realmuto, Boehm, like you said, and I like Turner.
All right, last two. I'll squeeze them both in because I always give you a bonus on Friday nights. I'm going Ellie De La Cruz for the Reds because Lorenzen's pitching for the Royals tonight, gives up a ton of homers. The game's in Cincinnati. I'm getting Ellie from the left side, plus 430 for him. He's got three homers in August. Hasn't been great against him, but I'm going to take a shot there. And my final one, the big ball of the night in Colorado. We're going to get Higgy with it. Your boy, Kyle Higashioka, plus 550. He's 3-for-5, and two of those three hits, long balls off of our pal Cal Quantrill. Higgy time tonight in the thin air in Denver. Let's go.
Getting Higgy with it. Your boy Higashioka for the Friars, getting involved in the thin air at Coors.
But we could really take also in that game. Like, there's so many pitchers I love going after tonight. Quantrill, Munoz, Savali, Corbin. I mean, there are so many guys that give up tons of taters. Hopefully we're going to have ourselves
Can City.
A very big night. Tater time on Coast to Coast heading into the weekend. Let's go.
I think there is a place in Indiana, southern Indiana, called Gas City. It really is. It's near money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One of the great luxuries of watching Coast to Coast, clearly here, tip of the day, fans and citizenry, is that Carver High hits tons of tater prop bets and golf prop bets. So you sit back and you're like, man, that C2C is the most kick-ass show on TV. And then you got to remember that if you play all of this prop action that he doles out every day on the show, you can make yourself some fat bang. And man, you gets the late goal on Fulham.
Wow.
In the 87th minute, the late goal. Xerxes has him lit at Old Trafford late in the Premier League opener. Man, you.
Unbelievable. How about that? What a turn of events as the Man U faithful getting very excited now for that. I also have an update for you in Chicago. They're in the top of the ninth. The Cubs have a 3-2 lead. It's 5-2, but first and second, nobody out for Toronto. Scotty. So we'll see if the Blue Jays can make a little noise here. Down three. They're only a blast away from tying that game up. They do have the bottom of the lineup up, so we will see how that goes for them. All right, let's get into a few other things now. We have a lot of NFL, of course, all the preseason for this weekend. There was only one game last night. The Eagles beat the Pats 14-13. We'll do the Patriots side of things first, Scotty. Of course, Drake May did play last night a lot longer than he played the week before. He was not bad. He ran for a touchdown, did some pretty good work. His final numbers were 6 for 11 for 47 yards, and he ran in the touchdown, 4 runs for 15 yards there. Here is head coach Jerod Mayo, who's been saying that Jacoby Brissett is going to start week one, but it sounds like maybe the door has been cracked open a little bit for Drake May here over the next few weeks.
For me, we always talk about competition, and that's at all spots. So even if Drake, you know, beats out Jacoby, I mean, he earned that role. And we don't really take that into consideration when he's ready to go. And if he's better than Jacoby, then he'll play. He'll start.
You think someone could have got the amp plugged in, right? Or
No.
Listen, here's the deal. This guy is playing the media. He does it every day. He F's around with him every day. He said, oh, I told you he'd play, and the guy will take two snaps. You know, here's the deal. Brissett's the starter, and that'll be that. This is a game he's playing with the media. He is trying to be like Bill Belichick and already, like, you know, controlling the media. And then I think he likes to F with them a little bit. That this kid is not starting for them. He's not. And what on earth makes you think he should? The performance last night, what was that? That was like, I mean, anyone could have done that. I mean, the punter could have done that. Honestly, I mean, the water boy could have gone out and done what he did. I mean, honestly, Brissett's the starter. So what? Brissett took like three snaps and he's benched? Like, they're not playing him for a reason. He's the starter.
Right. Brissett had a couple series. He was 3 for 7 for 17 yards, and he threw that pick in the end zone, I believe, on the first or second drive of the game when they were going in. So, look, you know how this is going to go. He could sit up there and say all he wants, that, oh, well, if he beats him out, he beats him out. That guy right there is an old school defensive. We're going to run it. We're not going to make mistakes. I don't want to turn the ball over. We're going to try to beat you 13-10. That's what Jerod Mayo is going to try to do. And Jacoby Brissett is going to be the quarterback that's going to give him the best chance to win games like that. That's the bottom line.
Can you believe how the mighty have fallen? Now, I know there's nothing you like more than watching their downfall. But listen, can you imagine paying for season tickets to the New England Patriots and the product that you're going to see this year on that football field? Literally, I mean, they are going to be like a dry martini. They're going to be so boring. And three in a cloud of dust. They're going to run the ball. Don't turn the ball over. They're not going to win. Can you imagine paying all that money to watch this after you watched them win 6 Super Bowls? Can you imagine that you watched Tom Brady and you watched 6 Super Bowls? You went to 9, and then now you're watching Jerod Mayo and his boring, staid, vanilla plaid plans for the Patriots. And those two quarterbacks, I don't care what anybody says, I've never thought Jacoby Brissett was anything more than a you know, car salesman. And I'll tell you another thing. I think this kid May, he's got a long way to go before you can sell me that he's some kind of superstar. Their quarterback room is, frankly, it's like the Raiders. It really is. They are doomed.
It's worse.
And you're paying all that money to go watch that? Can you? I would jump in a river.
The Patriots have the lowest win total on the board at 4.5. 75% of the money is on the under. They can't make that low enough for me. I hope they win 0.
Oh, they're going to abuse this guy. He is going to be like, he's going to have to, you know what he's going to have to do? Like, I had a stressful day the other day. I had some stuff going on, stressful stuff, you know, health stuff, stressful stuff. And then at one point I was just like, I need liquor. And I was like, I had my elbows on my knees, and 34C came over with 3 Tums and just shoved them in my mouth because she knew where I was headed. She knew there was so much stress, and this is Mayo this season. He's going to have his wife come over and give him 3 Tums And he's going to, in breakfast, instead of coffee, he's going to drink Maalox so that he can get through the day. Because the Boston media is going to crucify this dude. No mercy. He got the job. You wanted it. Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for, indeed. We'll come back. I've got some other numbers for you, including win total numbers. We've got all the games for tomorrow and Sunday that we have to go through as well. But first, I believe we come back. I'm wrong. Sermonello with the college football update, Scotty. We got to do that first when we come back.
Are you kidding me? Rich Sermonello? I am ready.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here he is talking about freaks in college football. It's Rich Sermonello.
Scotty, let's dial up some Rick James because I'm about to talk about the super freaks of college football. My buddy Bruce Feldman of The Athletic releases every August my favorite piece in college football. It's his freaks list, the 100 freakiest athletes in college football. Got a few takeaways that we could take into the 2024 season. Number one, back-to-back years, number one overall, Nicholas Harbor, the wide receiver from South Carolina. First time that has happened in the 20-year history of Bruce's list. This kid is a true freak. 100-meter and 200-meter All-American track star. You think, what, like 5'11", 180? This kid's 6'5", 242 pounds, still raw as a wide receiver. It's going to be up to Shane Beamer and that South Carolina staff to really make the most of his physical potential. I mean, we've never seen a kid this big be this fast. He reminds me of Jadeveon Clowney, obviously an edge rusher. And if they can't turn this kid into an offensive weapon, maybe the Gamecocks consider moving him to the defensive side of the ball. One way or the other, they have to maximize his potential. Now, takeaway number two, you want the best athletes in college football? Forget about the SEC. It's in the Big Ten. And I'm not talking about this newly realigned Big Ten additions, Oregon, USC. It's not like that. It is Big Ten OG. I'm talking about Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State. Those are the three most represented schools on the freaks list. First off, Penn State. I'm going to drill down a little bit on Abdul Carter. I love what their new defensive coordinator, Tom Allen, has done. Took one look at this kid and said, great linebacker, but he's going to be even better off the edge. So he moved closer to the line of scrimmage. He's 254 pounds, maximum speed of over 22 miles per hour. Squats 600 pounds. This kid's going to be a force this year. Now, Michigan, this is an interesting one. Alex Orji, O-R-J-I. This kid is 6'3", 238 pounds. Reminds me of Jalen Milroe. Incredible flexibility, incredible balance, 41-inch vert. But how does it translate to being a quarterback? It's going to look like a different offense compared to J.J. McCarthy last year. And Ohio State's got, I think we've got a generational talent in Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver, 6'3", 218 pounds, max speed, over 23 miles per hour, bench pressing 535 pounds. Forget about freshman All-American this year. He might be a Biletnikoff Award winner, might be the best wide receiver in the country at just 18 years old. So Freaks List is out, and I can't wait to start watching these kids in September.
Did we just get invited to an orgy, Carver? Oh, you mean the player orgy at Michigan? I'm sorry. I thought I heard something. Never mind. What? The red phone's ringing?
I always love the freaks list. And yes, Rich is right. Feldman does it from Fox Sports and all that. But like, to have a guy number one who had one touchdown last year. And I get the Harbor Town from South Carolina, the kid that they had there. Like, how many of these physical freaks get all hyped up at draft time? And then what do they do in the NFL, Scotty, when you get to pain day? What is it? You got to have more than just being a physical freak. So it's great. Tall, you're fast, you get a job, you do all that.
Meanwhile, that's all they draft. That's all they draft. They don't draft players. They draft measurements.
Right. But like, you gotta, let me see it on the field. Where's the tape? Like, where's the tutties? Like, where's the catches? He got 12 catches and a touchdown last year. Maybe he's a freshman. Fine. You're going to get more burn this year? Okay. I want to see it. Like, let's see you be one of the top wide receivers in the country. So, and like you said about Orgy, you know, that's going to be a very different Michigan offense this year. That's a completely different team.
I am not buying them at all. I'm not buying them at all. Morenzi loves them. That's his problem. He, you know, God bless Morenzi, but he loves them so much. He's got blinders on with them. They never lose.
Yeah, I think that's it's a lot to ask to think that Michigan is going to be a top five, top ten, a playoff team this year.
That's over with.
Especially with how hard their schedule is. I mean, honestly, I mean, you could pick a couple games right out of jump that I think is going to be very tough for them to get out of. So I think it could be a little bit of a longer year for Michigan than most.
Well, they have some players. There's no doubt they have some talent. Yes, they always do. But I think most of their supreme talent went to the NFL, and these guys need more time at Ann Arbor before they're ready to go to the next level.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.